Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm also joined by my co-host, Lakit Peris, here on our podcast, www.goforgold.lk, your favorite website, if you need to know all the latest happenings that are of pertinent view in the sporting world. Let's go straight down to Chesterley. It was disappointing because very interesting T20 encounter between India and England. The Indians batting first proved that they are a fantastic batting outfit. They made 189 for 7 in their allotted 20 overs. Abhishek Sharma, who opened batting, made 59. Shreyas Iyer, the captain, 68, and Shivam Dubey, 42. Let's take a look at the English bowling. Adil Rashid, 1 for 39. Saqib Mahmood, 3 for 33, and Sam Curran, 1 for 25. But sadly, heavens opened up, plenty of rain, and unfortunately, the match had to be called off. But the feature in here, though, is we actually thought, as cricket lovers in the world, that Suryavanshi might be given opportunity to play for India, but for reasons best known to the selection panel, they benched him for yesterday's game. So sad, the game ended as a no result in the recorder's book. Right then, the Indian A team women are in England for a bilateral A team series against the English. Now at Taunton yesterday, India A team women absolutely thumped the English girls by 125 runs. That's a big win. Batting first, they made 298 for 5 in their allotted 50 overs with Priya Poonen, looks a future star. She made 87, and sadly the English ladies were bowled out for 173. Right, let's take a look at what's happening today in the cricketing world. Sri Lanka A will play against India A at Galle today, the unofficial second four-day game. Gates are free. We encourage you to go and look at some of your future stars at the Galle International Cricket Stadium. Beautiful setting. Try to support the game. Then, of course, we do have at 11 o'clock tonight, Sri Lanka time, England playing against South Africa in the second semi-final of the World Cup. That's coming up at 11 o'clock. Remember that Australia has already qualified. The winner of this particular game will go through to the finals. I do have results of two FIFA games where England got the better of Congo by 2-1 and Belgium got the better of Senegal by 3-2. Sorry, today's podcast is pretty short in comparison to what we normally do over the weekend, because there's plenty of sports then. In the meantime, we like to spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure. Thanks for being in our company. Have a blessed day.